Welcome to Sensibly Cynical. My name is Sean. Yes, you heard this right. There is no intro for this episode. There is no extra stuff here. I believe this will be just be abnormal. I should have the intro, you know, normal editing and stuff for next episodes. But I just wanted to come on here and let you know that I have some opinions on the Andrew Luck situation and the NFL. And, you know, I just wanted to talk about that real quick. You know, Andrew Luck, now he was a quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts out of Stanford. And, you know, I feel like when he got drafted by the Colts, they were hurting all over. He didn't have a lot of backup when it came to superstardom. He didn't have a good offensive line. His running backs were, you know, sporadic at best as far as their production. And, you know, it was just him. And he got beat up a lot. He got injured. You know, he's been battling injuries. He was battling injuries throughout his entire career. And I think that he obviously got tired of, you know, getting injured, rehabbing, injured, rehabbing. And, now I'm not going to defend the fans when they found out he retired midway through a preseason game, but they have a point. I mean, you know, it's the fantasy football era, unfortunately. So the fans even more believe in this kind of what have you done for me lately era and treat these guys like they're computerized names on a keyboard or a desktop. They don't think about how they are actually people. And, you know, Andrew Luck didn't plan on it being leaked, didn't plan on it coming out that night. He said that he was going to tell the staff and tell the, you know, team and stuff, his teammates, that he was going to retire. You know, I assume it was going to be that night or the day after that he was going to privately do it. But for somehow ESPN's Adam Schefter got a hold of the information. I assume he talked to his agent or, you know, talked to somebody in the staff and got the news. And, you know, social media 2019, that shit went viral in a hurry. And, you know, when the fans lose their starting quarterback, not lose, that's the wrong term, but find out that their starting quarterback is retiring, you know, with like, what, 2 or 3 weeks left in the season, it's like, what the fuck? Like, you know, no offense to Jacoby Brissett. I think Jacoby Brissett is a solid player. I feel like he was underrated in the NFL. I feel like he was underrated, he was underrated in college, and of course he's underrated in the NFL, even though he passed for 3,000 yards on one of the seasons that Andrew Luck was out a prolonged period of time. So I feel like he has, you know, talent. Is he a superstar? No. But is he good enough to hold them above water and possibly make the playoffs this year? Sure. Sure, I could see them making the playoffs. Now, as a Jags fan, I'm hoping they don't, but I feel like he is serviceable, you know. So that's just my two cents on Andrew Luck's situation. As far as the NFL in general, you know, it's more of the same. Sure, they can celebrate more, but it's more of the same where they're protecting the quarterbacks. You know, guys run now, and if they're, you know, even if they feel like they're being ganged up, tackled on, if there's three guys around them, they don't even have to go down anymore. They just stand there, and like the guys just have to hold them up, and, you know, and then they're down. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Now, you know, I understand the hits are still hard. I mean, as long as it doesn't look weird on the sideline that someone's trying to get hurt, then, you know, the hits are still going to be the same. It's still football, but you got to play within the, you know, confines of the new rules, and you can't go in the middle. The defensive backs have to play fragile, like they're not trying to headhunt, which I assume they're not trying to headhunt, but, you know, they have to play within the confines of the rules. And, you know, with CTE and stuff, I kind of understand it. But at the same time, the rules just are going to get more softer and softer. And passing stats are going to go higher and higher. QBs are going to get more as a premium. And defensive players are going to get hurt more because they're the ones that aren't protected by the rules. They're the ones that, oh, if a DB gets hurt, are they going to throw a personal flag as much as to say quarterback gets hurt? No. But that's just what it is. Offensive linemen are probably worse off with all this thing because if they get trampled on, you know, it's the offensive line rules haven't really changed much from the 90s to now. I mean, maybe a little bit, but, you know, they could probably get away with a little more because they are going to get the leash and trying to protect the quarterback. So if a ref may see that an O lineman is doing their best to sit the block the quarterback, then I'm sure they'll let it go. Now, as far as my picks for the NFL season, I'm going to go with I actually think the Chiefs may win the Super Bowl. Now, do I think they're going to win week one against Jacksonville? No. But I think that they could win the Super Bowl this year. Mahomes looks legit. And I think that they could, you know, make a Super Bowl run. Now, who do I have them playing? I think they could play the there's a lot of teams I think they could play. But, you know, I think the Vikings could be there again. So, I don't think the Vikings are being talked about. So, yeah, I'm going to go Chiefs-Vikings. Now, as far as the wild card teams, like those that I think are going to make, you know, obviously make the playoffs with the wild card, I think the Jags are there. I think the Colts are there. You know, I think that, you know, you can't forget about, in the NFC, you can't forget about the Packers. You can't forget about, you know, the Cowboys, the Redskins, etc. And going back to the AFC, I mean, you have your typical, you know, Ravens, Patriots, and Steelers and stuff. And, you know, of course, the AFC has Tom Brady, who I feel like is 60 or whatever. So, you know, you can never discount Tom Brady. So that's just my rundown real quick. Also, you know, with a lot of trades going on, I know Jadeveon Clowney may be traded out of Houston because Houston lost their running back, Lamar Miller, for the season. So I feel like the Texans are kind of in panic mode, you know, already. So I think, and, you know, with Andrew Luck out of the Colts retiring, I feel like that opens it up for Marcus Mariota and the Titans. It opens it up for Nick Foles and the Jacksonville Jaguars. So I think that's going to be an interesting division. But like I said, the AFC is always going to be up in the air. You know, when you have Mike Tomlin and the Steelers still there, Bill Belichick still there. You know, you just have a lot of teams going on that are going to make a run. I feel like it's up in the air. And, you know, as far as the Bengals, I think the Bengals are another team that you could look at as maybe a possible run. I mean, this is Andy Dalton. This is it. I mean, I feel like he's in his prime. And if you're going to ball out for a championship, you got to do it now with A.J. Green in his prime. So, I think the Bengals could make a playoff push. I mean, people are talking about them. Now, Frank is not on this podcast, obviously, today. But since he's not here, I'm going to talk about the Giants for him. I think the Giants are going to be underrated. I think the Giants could play Daniel Jones. I think they could also play Eli and try to see who's better. And I think the Giants could make the playoffs. I really do. I know, you know, you may think of me weird here, but I think that they could make the playoffs. I think that the Vikings obviously will. Like I said, I think they could make a deep run and go to the Super Bowl. I think the Cowboys will be there, and I think the Redskins. I think all that whole. I think that a lot of that division's going to be tight. you know, with the Redskins and Cowboys. So that's just my thoughts on the NFL season. I think it's, you know, and of course you got Saquon Barkley with the Giants. He could be an MVP candidate. I took him number one in my draft. I know Frank did his fantasy draft. So that's it on the NFL. I just wanted to come on here and talk about Andrew Luck. I wanted to salute him on a great career. Consider this episode abnormal. This is the first time we've ever done an episode without an introduction as far as our theme. And this will probably be the last one because I really wanted to come on here and just talk about that sort of thing. Frank's not here, so I will do my sensible thought. I think that the NFL is in a good place, letting people celebrate again, letting people express themselves. Like, the contracts are better. You know, they're more, guys are getting more money guaranteed. Contracts are getting guaranteed fully, like Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins is the quarterback for the Vikings. He has an ironclad contract, basically. So, I think it's in a good spot. So, thank you for listening to Sensibly Cynical. Like I said, this is an episode that hasn't been done before on this show, this format. So, it's just me talking here. I don't know how many of these episodes will have just me on here, but we'll see how it goes. But I just wanted to come on here and rant about the NFL and Andrew Luck. All right. Thank you for listening to Sensibly Cynical. Subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes. Thank you.